This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A coronavirus variant found in South Africa has made it to the United States. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
There are now two apparently unconnected cases in South Carolina in two adults with no recent travel history. While viruses constantly mutate, scientists are mainly worried right now about three variants that may spread more easily. The one from South Africa, plus others first reported in the United Kingdom and Brazil that have already been found in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci said yesterday it appears the existing COVID-19 vaccines are not as effective against the South African variant, but
it still is well within the cushion of protection.
And the government will work with vaccine makers on what Fauci calls boosts to address the variants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Commerce Department reports the U.S. economy shrank by 3.5% last year, but one economist says it could have been worse. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
If we did not get the recovery in the third quarter and then get the 4% rise in the fourth quarter, I think that things could have been substantially worse.
That's CFRA Research Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall, referring to the gross domestic product's record 33% surge in the third quarter after it had plunged by the same amount in the second quarter following the arrival of the coronavirus in March. Stovall thinks the economy will begin this year on the upswing.
I think in the first quarter, we're going to see a gain of more than 3%.
Stovall expects a strong surge in the second quarter as well, but he says there won't be a sustained economic breakthrough until people have confidence that the COVID vaccinations they're receiving are working. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is taking his first steps to reverse Trump administration health care policies. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office Thursday, Biden said he was signing two executive orders to undo the damage that Trump has done to health care.
I'm not initiating any new law, any new aspect of the law. This is going back to what the situation was prior to the president's executive orders.
The directives cover a range of issues, including getting more Americans covered under health insurance and removing work requirements for low-income people getting Medicaid. The most concrete short-term impact will come from reopening healthcare.gov insurance markets as coverage has shrunk amid economic turmoil due to the coronavirus pandemic. Biden is also directing health officials to weigh repealing a Trump rule that barred federally funded family planning clinics from referring women for abortions. A Russian court has rejected Alexei Navalny's appeal against his arrest, while authorities detained several of his allies. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The arrests come as thousands took to the streets around Russia to demand the release of the opposition leader. Speaking to court via video link from jail, Navalny denounced criminal proceedings against him as part of the government's efforts to intimidate the opposition. "You won't succeed in scaring tens of millions of people who have been robbed by that government," he said. Navalny, who is Russian President Putin's most well-known foe, was arrested on the 17th of January. His arrest came on his return to Moscow from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of an Islamist convicted of beheading U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh was the main suspect in the 2002 kidnapping and killing of Pearl, who was abducted in Karachi while investigating militants in the days after the 9/11 attacks on the United States. Video of Pearl's beheading that emerged at the time grabbed international headlines. Sheikh was released by a panel of three judges by a majority vote of 2-1, a provincial advocate general told Reuters. A high court last year commuted the death penalty of British-born Sheikh into a life sentence and acquitted his three co-accused, citing a lack of evidence. According to the head of the court panel, Sheikh and three co-accused are to be released if they are not required in any other cases. The United States had said that it may seek to retry Sheikh if efforts to keep him in prison failed.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.